This is a question for either one of you. The increased emphasis on developing plays isn't the only change in the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. Michael, you mentioned workshops, and I believe you are hoping there will be some master classes, possibly a scholarship fund for college and graduate students studying theater. Tell us a little bit about those projects and when you hope they'll take place.
Well, we're working at, actually, I'm going to jump in. I'm sorry, no. If you don't mind. Michael just pointed at me. We're trying to raise some of the funding for that and gathering the potential professors and teachers. But one of the things that I noticed coming into the festival, I mean, I've had a lot of work produced at the festival, and I've also served as a reader. I served as a judge. But one of the things that I noticed in being a reader was that so many of the work we were getting submitted read like screenplays. And that I felt like there was like a need of just a reconsideration of the form. And I want to offer that to the community. So it's a range between introduction to playwriting and all the way to like master class with existing playwrights, dramaturgy possibly, how to market yourself, another one with the Dramatists Guild about, you know, how to protect yourself legally.
There are a lot more theaters in Baltimore today than there were when the Baltimore Playwrights Festival began in 1982. And many of these are small theaters, do-it-yourself theaters. Many of them develop new work. This summer, more than half of the festival's participating theaters weren't even around when the festival started. Are these new theaters one of the reasons it was time for the Playwrights Festival to evolve? And what do you see the Baltimore Playwrights Festival doing that's different from what goes on at these younger theaters, different for the theater artists as well as for the audiences?
Well, yes, it is a very exciting time. So many theaters and so much creative work, things popping up all over the place. We're looking, and there were, as you say, theaters all over the place doing new works. And we realize we can work with any theater. We're kind of the middle folks in there. We have the playwrights, and we have lots of theaters that want new and exciting works. And so we're kind of we can help midwife some of these things, try to find good matches for theaters. Working with any theater, we've expanded quite a bit the theaters that we're working with this year.
I think a lot of the DIY companies also want to tell the story locally, that they are prone in a lot of their stylistic ways to devise theater to stories that are, you know, coming from around us. And so that's one of the great things, I think, that the Playwright Festival
So it's good for Baltimore playwrights
I think
and
so too,
for
yeah.
the Baltimore community.
I think as well, yeah.